Hello, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. That is the station that you are listening to, and you have tuned in to Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox, and again, so pleased that you are joining us, be it Monday morning at 9 a.m., Saturday evening at 7 p.m., on our website, SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com, at your convenience, or on a number of podcasting platforms, including Spotify. And the reason we are able to offer you that luxury is due to Mary's Choice, a pregnancy resource center here in Sioux City, Iowa, that is the sponsor of this program. So I got to give a shout out to them. We love them to death, and they love us too, and they see value in what we're doing here. Well, if you recall, this show is a lot about me and my friends that I bring on the radio to talk about events or things that I think are interesting. And so back in the interview chair with me again is Deb Poss. She is the Development and Marketing Director for Holy Spirit Retirement Home in Sioux City. Welcome to the program, Deb.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you as well. The last time you were on, we talked about the Spirit of Home for the Holidays, which is a fundraiser for Holy Spirit Retirement Home. But before we get into that, I would like you to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, Deb, where you grew up and where you went to school and interesting things like that.
Well, I really appreciate that because a lot of people think I'm from Sioux City, but I actually was born in New York. And I am kind of a transient from all over the country here. My father built nuclear power plants throughout the country, right? So the company he worked for would fly him in, and he'd get things started. And then, of course, our family would follow. So just about every 2 to 4 years, we would go from different states. And consequently, what that did for me is it allowed me to get to know a lot of people and really realize when I was young that you gotta know how to reach out and talk to people and be around people. So I went to 3 different high schools.
Oh.
And so that was interesting. But I moved to Sioux City in 1975, graduated from North High School, and then did go on to Morningside College. But my love for Sioux City is just always been here. When my folks all left and they traveled down to Florida, down south, they always wondered why I stayed in Sioux City, Iowa. Of all places we've been, why Sioux City, Iowa? And I think for me, it's always been the people. And not only the people, but the family values here. And so also our faith and our faith in our churches here that kind of define who we are. So I'm here. I've love it here, and I'm here to stay.
Okay. And like I said, you are associated with Holy Spirit, and you've got to remind me when you joined Holy Spirit.
I have been at Holy Spirit just a little over 3 years. Mm-hmm. And the first month that I arrived there, we actually did our 50th open house celebration at Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit celebrated 50 years in 2019. October of 2019, and so I've been there just a little over 3 years from there. I've enjoyed every part of it. It is never a dull moment. There's such wonderful families and residents, and of course, it's just very fulfilling to just even come to work every day.
Yep, I would agree with you. Having been in the field of journalism my entire life, many, many wonderful collaborations with just the fine, fine folks at Holy Spirit and the wonderful services that they provide for individuals who need that kind of care. And then a little bit maybe about your personal life.
Well, my personal life, I have a daughter, Caitlin, who is 27. She is a teacher actually at Leeds Elementary.
Okay.
Graduated from USD, but both my kids, my son Kirk is 32, and he runs a pilot car business.
Okay.
Both of my two have graduated through the Catholic school system, and they're doing very well. I'm so grateful that they're here in Sioux City. They both live over in Dakota Dunes. So family is always important, and the Poss family, we're a relatively large family in Sioux City, so we have lots of aunts and uncles and cousins, and family's always first.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, you know, that Holy Spirit's been around for 50 plus years. And I remember in the good old days reading about how Bishop Miller worked with the Holy Spirit Sisters. And that, listeners, is where the name comes from. It's the Holy Spirit Sisters and the Holy Spirit community that he collaborated with to get the land that is overlooking Military Road. I mean, it's just... it's almost like Briar Cliff, you know, up on a hill, and you look out, and it's this beautiful wooded area. And
he, up in the Les Hills.
Yes, the Les Hills.
Sioux City,
yes.
North side.
You can't beat it because
no.
It's just, it's so breathtaking and such a quiet, restful, almost faith-filled area. And I can remember the picture in the newspapers at that time of him breaking ground with Sister Elizabeth and I believe Father Bernard Bendel, who was in charge of the Holy Spirit community, which was actually in Germany. So these individuals came over and spoke German, but so did Bishop Miller. So it was all working out well and breaking ground. And then the growth. I mean, it's astonishing. So I remember initially it was a long-term care facility, and mm-hmm. then it segued.
Right.
And so now you have not only long-term care, but I believe you have apartments as well.
We do. We also had an addition. In 2019, we added a large addition over on the west side of our building, and currently that is our assisted living side and memory care side. So we've we're like an all-accommodating campus. We have the apartments over on the north side of our building. We have about 24 apartment buildings that are apartments that residents live in. What's nice is people can come in at any level and we can care for them. And a lot of our seniors that are moving into our apartments especially love the idea that we have that continuum of care so that if something else happens, maybe a surgery or a fall or something, we have lots of ways of supporting them, whether it's through our physical therapy rooms that we have. We have in-house therapists that work with our residents to get them back in shape and walking again. And we also have our nursing home side and long-term nursing, skilled nursing. And it is wonderful to see all the different ways that we support our seniors.
Yes, and another plus you have is you have a chaplain on
yes.
site and also a writer, which I always kidded Father Denny Meinen about. He was probably the most read writer in the Catholic Globe newspaper, which is now the Lumen. I always kidded him about
wonderful.
That, and he'd laugh and he'd go, oh. But you have a chaplain now.
We do. Father Francis is in-house. We have a full-time chaplain. I got to say, Father Meinen is also there, and he supports us in every way that we need spiritually and so forth. But we also have our Holy Sisters, Sister
yes.
Rose, Sister Sharon, and Sister Therese. So it's wonderful to see our faith in action, just going back to what you were, this is your segment here. Our faith in action is alive and ongoing every day in our facility, and it's important to us. We have our chapel on location there, and it's so wonderful to see our residents celebrate their Catholic faith and attend Mass daily and are supported, ongoing support for them spiritually, and emotionally, especially now with so much going on in the world, and we see so many families not able to come visit like they used to be, so We as employees, as staff and father and sisters, it's kind of called upon us to go out there and be better and do more. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely. And unlike our Catholic radio station, which is a lay apostolate, you at Holy Spirit are actually under the auspices of the Diocese of Sioux City, Bishop Walker Nicholas. Is sits on your board, and
absolutely.
So you have a relationship with the diocese, which again, that is so neat. It would be equivalent to Briarcliff College, which has its own board, but again, is under the auspices of the diocese, even though the Sisters of St. Francis, you know, are in with both feet there, as the Holy Spirit sisters are. And, you know, as we look at the transition to end-of-life stuff, and really that's where I think the residents are headed eventually, is the role Holy Spirit plays in your faith, your emotions, your psychology, your physical health is so critical, not only to the residents, but their families and extended families.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a wonderful feeling each day to wake up and know that you're making those differences and you're seeing those differences. But our relationships with not only our residents and their families, it's very spiritual. It's very connected. And it's not always to do, I got to admit, every day seeing especially our clinical staff having to, you know, work double shifts and work overtime and being away from their own families. But the times are that way right now with COVID and all of those things. So we continue to, you know, to do what we need to do. And it's a blessing each day.
And I'm glad you mentioned the whole COVID thing, which I can't tell you how many individuals I've had on the air that we've talked about how that has changed the dynamic for all of us. And so obviously not able to have mass, you know, because you couldn't gather like that. You mentioned the staffing and listeners. I believe I've mentioned this before. I used to go up and every Thursday have a coffee with Father Al Grendler, who was the pastor of St. Francis Church here in Sioux City. And he was editor of the Catholic Globe, and he saw something in a snot-nosed 20-year-old who just got her degree from the University of Missouri in journalism, and he hired me. Mm-hmm. And the years went by, and, of course, he was moved to Esterville and other parishes, and then ultimately he fell and needed some long-term care, and he comes to Sioux City, and I'm made aware that he's up there. And so every Thursday I'd go up and have coffee. We would solve world problems, although peace in the Mideast, we often joked, eluded us. We could never quite get the peace in the Mideast.
Right.
So I personally, and this was pre-COVID, got to see the dedication and the attention and the love that the staff had, because typically I was there at coffee in the morning, and how they were so gracious and so attentive to his needs, to the needs of people that were sitting adjacent to our table. It spoke volumes. And then in the years as a journalist, you know, covering all kinds of events, I was always happy to, because it was such a great relationship. Always had positive feedback, and I know whoever was, you know, in charge at that moment, be it the PR person, the director of activities, the director, would call and just say, hey, you know what, I got a story. And they knew. They knew that it was a good story. And then I'd come up and, of course, went up there for Mass every once in a while and enjoyed that. So I have a long history with Holy Spirit as well, and it brings smiles to my face all the time.
And what's so unique about Holy Spirit is it's generational, just kind of like what you're saying here, Joanne. So many of the families know one another. We're so related in so many ways, and even with new people coming in, it's just the idea of family. Just when you walk in our building, you can just feel that right away.
Mm-hmm. And the staff too. We got to give a shout out. You mentioned, you know, the double shifts and stuff.
Totally.
And I can remember, you know, coffee with Father Grendler, and you know, it was like blizzardy or the bad snow, and somebody might have to spend the night because, you know, they couldn't get their car started, or they couldn't get back home, or the individual coming in for that shift had trouble getting in. I mean, face it, listeners, this is Sioux City, Iowa. We're going to have winter and snow and ice and sleet and dark of night and whatever else. And so I never heard anybody complain, you know, if they'd come over and say, they'd engage us in conversation. It was never, oh, God, you know, I'm so tired. I'm still here. it was always, well, this is just the way it is, and we move on.
Right.
You know, kind of like you mentioned, Deb. You, it Absolutely. Is what it is, and you just move on because these people have been entrusted to your care. And so sometimes I do think it's the Holy Spirit working in mysterious ways.
I agree.
To make things work. And again, the Catholic identity associated with Holy Spirit is so critical. You mentioned daily Mass, and of course, COVID, that was hard because people couldn't go to Mass. You know, we were precluded from that. But now that's changed.
Well, I just shared that with you this morning.
Yes.
So we are so excited. We are no longer having to wear masks as staff members mm-hmm. or goggles. And we have opened up our chapel for people to come in from the outside. And once again, we're seeing those families come back and supporting mom and dad in Mass and in our chapel. And just the energy and the spiritualness of seeing all of these things kind of come together. This has just happened in the last couple days. It's just really been a true joy and celebration for us. Because our chapel is our essence there. I mean, that's who we are, and since we are faith-based, a community, it just defines, you know, our just general need of just reconnecting with even our community outside coming in and joining us in those celebration of the liturgy that we have to share.
Beautiful chapel as well. Yeah. Absolutely stunning. Great space. Very faith-filled. Again, when I would go up and see Father Grendler, I'd come in the door by the chapel, and it wasn't odd to see someone praying in the chapel, be it a volunteer or a staff member or a visitor. And sometimes I'd just stop, and I'd marvel at that faith.
The
and
dedication.
I think dedication.
Yeah.
And it humbled me, quite frankly. So, you know, again, and the other thing I really love is because I haven't been up there for a while now, the Wall of Fame where the churches
have. That's what I call it too,
okay,
Joanne.
Okay, I'm not alone.
The Wall of Fame. And sometimes I have to adjust those little pictures because to me it's like they have to be perfect there. Yes, we do have a Wall of Fame of all the past priests, bishops that have been part of our Holy Spirit community, and it's so nice to look back through the years, over 50 years, of how many people, how many of our spiritual leaders led the way, and here we are now, and Father Francis's picture is up there along with the Holy Sisters, and it just just seeing all the changes through the years, it's just amazing, even in the pictures themselves. It's really cool.
If you haven't
seen them before, come up and... Anybody out there, come up and see our hallway. It's really beautiful.
And do you still have the pictures of the churches that the residents are somehow affiliated with?
We do.
Okay, excellent, because that was another one that always made me smile. Because like I said, listeners, I grew up in St. Francis Church that has since been razed. It is no longer there. So when I walk by and I see the picture, it just always makes me smile because the memories wash over me. And I would think that that would be so meaningful to the residents as well, who don't have that interaction with their church.
It is. And we do get a lot of families that come from out of town. And it's always interesting to hear their stories about their churches and their faith. But what's really rather fun, too, is when we see so many of our residents in the hallway saying, this is my church. And I went to Nativity. My daughter got married in this church. My son received his communion, you know, here. I mean, there's just such an affiliation. And again, it's that rich history of our faith that's just ever so present here at Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about Holy Spirit, and God bless you all for listening to Deb and I just kind of ramble on about Holy Spirit. So if you've been with us from the top of the show, thank you. Again, I want to give a shout out to Mary's Choice for being our sponsor. And I kind of alluded, this is the reason why Deb's here, is we want to talk about the Spirit of Home for the holidays. It's a fundraiser for Holy Spirit. And here we go. Get the pencil and the pen and the piece of paper and your planner and write this down. Friday, December 2nd, it will be at Country Celebrations, which is an absolutely
best place to be.
Best place ever, yeah. My son and his wife had their wedding reception there. I cannot rave them up enough.
They're a lot of fun to work with, aren't they?
Exactly. Very professional, great to work with. So again, Friday, December 2nd, Country Celebrations. 5:30 is the social hour, and who doesn't like a good social hour now?
Our social hour last year is what really kicked off the event, and I'm telling you, we had such a fun time. It was like the holiday spirit, just as soon as people walked into our event last year, they were ready to really celebrate. It was fun. We have a signature drink this year, too.
This is different.
Yes.
I don't remember a signature drink last year.
We created last year, it's called Sangria Claws. And it's a little bit of sangria wine with all kinds of fermented fruits and different things. We can't even share a secret. But it went over so well. And so we're going to bring that back next year, or this year. And we're going to do the same thing. We thought, well, let's create something new. And everybody we kept talking to about it, they're like, no, keep that. That was a big hit. So we will have a signature drink. And, of course, our chefs, Charlene and Missy, and actually Charlene's son is going to be included this year as one of our pastry chefs. And they will be creating all kinds of fantastical pastries, and I'm not even going to share what they are because we want to keep them a secret. But we had at least 5 different desserts last year, and I think we had maybe 2 cupcakes left over, and we kind of doubled up our dessert last year request. And so that on top of Aggie's Foods, it's a full meal experience like no other. It really is.
Yeah, Aggie's Catering, they are just wonderful people, again, to work with. I've used them for events that I've been associated with. Never disappoint. That's not to say that other caterers in town are somehow not all that. They are as well. But, yeah, to get Aggie's, that's fun. And they're so wonderful to work with again. And there are sponsorship levels, which I think we'll get into, in a bit. But I got to give a shout out. You always have the best chair couples. Honestly.
Don't we know?
You do.
I'm really saying yes. That makes me just smile and giggle big time here. I came in last year doing the first physical event. I had coordinated the year before, but of course with COVID, we did not have that celebration take place. So last year, Chris and Tim Brown were co-chair couples. And this year we have Mary and John Hannell. And who doesn't know Mary and John Hannell as well? They've been ever present in our community, not only in our Catholic sense, but also in many other ways. And I've known him for many, many years. And what's really cool about that is Mary and John have been supporting Holy Spirit for many, many years, given that Mary's mother was a resident there for many years. And the family would come up with their children, Madeline and Hannah, and all of them would come up and just always be with Grandma. And so they've built that connection to Holy Spirit through years and years of just coming to see Mary's mom there. And they continue to just really reach out to all the other families and support them as well. And like Mary just shared the other day, she goes, Holy Spirit has always held a special presence in her heart, and they were always there to support us. So I'm really excited to get them both involved, and they're a fun couple to be around, and I'm excited this year we've got them.
Yeah, and like I told you, listeners, there's always fun with the chair couples because they bring a connection. It isn't just that there's somebody in the community who know a lot of people, is they have a connection to Holy Spirit, and it's very personal, and they want to share that, and they want to see Holy Spirit thrive, and this is a great way to do it. And so people come, big smiles on their faces, and just ready to have an opportunity to collaborate, to help support the institution in whatever way they can. So let's see.
And I think what really helped us too, Joanne, is last year was our first year actually celebrating it as a Christmas event, a holiday event. And it went over so well. I mean, with our silent auction tables, people were Christmas shopping, and we had Kelly Quinn, you know, singing Christmas songs. And I think the festivity of it all really hit home last year around Christmas with, you know, just seeing them preferring to celebrate that way in December. So I think, you know, coming back and again doing that this year, this around the same time, it's really fun to see people just celebrate Christmas and celebrate one another. And it's a fun time. Christmas is always the best holiday.
It certainly is. And again, it's connected to our Catholic faith, you know, the Absolutely. Birth of Christ. And so it just makes sense. But yeah, that whole idea of celebration and people wanting to get together and they see each other and they're happy and they're smiling. And because we've had a couple of years of really down feelings, you know.
We have.
And so to come together and see friends and meet new people, I mean, that's what it's all about. And again, to support Holy Spirit, you know, and its assisted living and its retirement home and all of the wonderful things it provides. And we talked about, you know, 5:30 social hour and then the food. And then there's a silent auction. I love it. The wine, whiskey, and cigar pull.
Why not? It does so well. And last year, that's what we changed. It used to be just the wine pull.
I remember.
And I thought, why not just throw a little bit of whiskey in there? We need to kind of celebrate the men are our drinkers, too. And a lot of them do like bourbons and whiskeys. So,
oh, please tell me you have Maker's Mark in there somewhere.
We always will have Maker's
good.
Mark.
And listeners, if you don't know.
Is that not a favorite of somebody's?
Yes, that is, okay. That is an absolute favorite of Bishop Walker Nicholas. In fact, I had to joke. I went to an event where there was a whiskey tasting. Who knew? I thought, this is brilliant. And there at the table, along with a couple of others, was Maker's Mark. I took a picture, and I sent it to him. I texted it to him, and he replied, I'm jealous. God bless.
And that said it all.
It did.
Well, if you look at all our pictures from last year, and we have them up on our website, Bishop and so many of our friends and family, they were walking around and just the joyfulness and drinks in hand. And it was just ever present that people were laughing and having a good time. And we thought this year, not only would we have wine and whiskey, but we'd add another little hitch and do a cigar pull along with it. So whiskeys and cigar kind of go well. What was really, really nice to hear from the men last year is they loved the idea of the whiskey being part of that piece. So, and it was fun to look around at all the tables because the men were just carrying their whiskey bottles around and quite proud of the fact that they scored. And so it's nice to see them involved and not just some of us ladies going up there and just buying our bottles
getting
of
our wine.
Yeah.
So 7:30 program, that kind of puts it into perspective, you know, 5:30 social hour, and then the food is kind of out there. And then the 7:30 program, and I got to give you big compliments. Almost always that PowerPoint presentation with pictures speaks so volumes to anybody in attendance.
Does.
And of course, John and Mary then are going to share a lot of their personal stuff, kind of like the Browns did in previous years. And you just sit there and you just, oh, you know.
It's very emotional.
It really is.
Tim and Chris did such a nice job last year, and it was really, it touched everyone in the room. You could feel that. And just their essence of just sharing that deep story and the love of their parents, you know, and it just is very touching. And it's a big part of the event that evening.
Yeah.
People want to hear that story.
Yes.
And
that makes sense.
It's very important to continue sharing those stories, too.
So I guess if listeners are thinking to themselves, you know what, I would love to be a part of this evening. Easiest way to get a ticket, would you say?
Easiest way could be just contacting me. My number, direct number, is 712-224-9993. I also have a website. Just call even the General Holy Spirit number, and they'll put you through to Deb Haas. And I'm always available. Even on, a lot of you guys out there have my personal cell phone. Whatever it takes, you can get a hold of me, because I think this year, last year, we had almost 350 people there. And I think this year, because so many really, really enjoyed last year's event, they're already pre-planning ahead, saving the date ahead for this event. So I'm thinking this year our numbers will even be larger than that. So getting those tickets ahead of time will be very beneficial. And
Yeah, very much so. And I just want to remind listeners, you know, Holy Spirit Retirement Home, it's Siouxland's only nonprofit faith-based retirement community. It's Catholic-based and has nursing care, assisted living, secure memory care unit, and independent living apartments. It's grown so much in the past 50-plus years. And Deb mentioned the website, and it's pretty easy, holyspiritretirementhome.com.
It can't really get much easier than that. And, you know, like our Facebook page, too. And
oh, yes.
I think Joanne and I shared, I am on Facebook all night, just posting all of our journeys and our activities that we do throughout the day and some of the interesting things that we're doing. So always, if you want any kind of information, always up on our Facebook page. We're always daily posting updates. And we have a lot of fun activities and events coming up. So,
yeah, you do a crackerjack job every day. I look at big smiles
it's
on my faces.
It's a lot of fun. That's what I love to do.
Because I like the pictures, so I have liked or follow Holy Spirit Retirement Home. And then I see the residents, and quite frankly, listeners, I know some of these people. You know, I've lived in Sioux City my entire life. And so it brings big smiles to my face to see individuals who are continue to thrive out there, and great activities, fun activities, but you just have that connection then to Holy Spirit and what's going on out there. And let's face it, there's some downsides to social media, but this is certainly a plus side.
Absolutely.
Is you can't help but smile, and it shows the vibrancy and the robust community that is Holy Spirit. I think a lot of times individuals associate a retirement home with individuals who are not thriving. And yes, mm-hmm. there are those individuals that do need long-term care. But in this day and age, as we baby boomers age, and we want to transition out of our houses because we don't want to do the lawn work and we're tired of shoveling and we just gave the snowblower to the kids anyway, we're done here.
I just did that.
There you see? There you go. So there are individuals who are still robust.
You're right.
And,
right.
you know, you have the apartments out there. There's garages out there for a car, and they can still feel like they can come and go. But as we age, we know that things are going to change. And so that's what's so wonderful about the continuum of care at Holy Spirit, is that you serve all of these populations and serve them well. And that's right. What makes me smile when I see the social media posts.
Yes.
So let's go back and talk just a bit more about the Spirit of Home for the holidays, because obviously it takes support in addition to individuals who are going to buy a ticket. You got some sponsorship stuff that's available. And maybe you could, Deb, tell the listeners a little bit about the sponsorship opportunities.
Well, and that essentially is what provides for our ability to do our event.
Right.
I think everybody that's in this kind of market knows that our sponsorships are kind of our very, very important piece of getting those supports from businesses. And that's what I've been doing, is reaching out here in the last, well, probably 6 weeks. We have sponsorships starting at $500 all the way up to $5,000. And how they differ is with each different level, there's more advertising, more promotion, and, of course, seats. You know, if you are a platinum sponsor, you would have a full table, and you would have all kinds of support on our Wall of Fame board. We have a program book that we support ads in that will be at each table. And what we do is we've seen such good support through the years, and continuing those same business sponsors each year that just want to support us. So that's what we want, is we want them to come, we want them to celebrate with us, and we also want to support their businesses as well. I think that's very important both ways. So right now we're doing real well with our sponsorships. But we do have more opportunities out there. So if anybody's interested, please get a hold of me. But we are always grateful for the support we always get each year.
Yep. And this would be a good time maybe to say the phone number again.
Phone number, my direct number is Deb Poss, 712-224 9993 and just leave a voice message, or you can call our general number, 712-252-2726.
There you go, listeners. You've got both phone numbers now. And again, Deb mentioned, you know, there's a $5,000 sponsorship level. It's a platinum level, and it involves 8 seats, which is a full table.
Full table.
At that, and then some other stuff that goes on with the program. There's also a gold level, which is $2,500. That might fit individuals' budgets a little better, and that, again, is a full table and stuff, you know, that is promotional. A silver level, which is 1,000, and that's 4 seats, and then noting in the program and other stuff. And then, like you said, Deb, there's a bronze level. It's $500. It's 2 seats. Again, noting in the program and some other stuff. And, you know, listeners, if you're thinking to yourself that Deb and I are just going on and on about this, and, oh my gosh, it's a lot of information to kind of get your head around, you can go to the website at your convenience.
Absolutely. I have a direct, I have a full page that showcases our Spirit of Home fundraiser. And it also provides all the different links directly there to make those donations or become a sponsor or a donor. And of course, tickets. We want to sell lots of tickets. So tickets are $50. And we think with that $50, you get an awful lot. You get wonderful food and drinks and just a good time. We also, I forgot to mention, we have the Siouxland artists coming. The Siouxland artists are actually bringing a lot of their personal artwork that will be on our silent auction table.
Yes, we should mention that, the silent auction. And we have a relationship with the Siouxland artists as well. When we did our first ever juried art festival for young people. And so we have a relationship with them. They're great folk. But here's an opportunity to see and perhaps bid on local art. And I know artists are always talking about, gee, we wish we would get more notoriety in the community.
Exactly.
This community supports music like there's no tomorrow, and theater like there's no tomorrow. But it's been a while to really get the community on board with art. And so
I'm glad
I applaud
you're sharing
you.
That because they are. And what was so unique last year, it was so fun to get to know all of them because they're all so, they're geniuses at what they do. But we had paintings, we had sculptors, we had people that created quilts. We had jewelry makers. I mean, all of these people are just so extremely talented. And we had them come last year, and I actually had 3 tables full of these lovely artists. And they are coming again this year, and I can't wait to see what they're going to create.
Well, then that's the joy, too, because that's the real unknown.
That is the unknown. We know what we're getting with the silent auction table. You know, with some of these, we've got lots of vacation places. Oh, my goodness. You can go anywhere pretty much.
And especially in December, it's time to think about getting away from the snow and the rain and the sleet and the dark of night and take advantage of a vacation.
Absolutely.
So many wonderful things. And again, it's just such a great event to benefit Holy Spirit. So I want to remind listeners, now you finally have time, I think, to go and get the paper and the pen or the pencil and write down this date. It is, of course, I got to put my glasses on because I can't see without my glasses. Friday, December 2nd. Starts at 5:30 with the social hour, which doesn't get much more fun than a great social hour, complimentary social hour. And then, by the way, Country Celebrations Event Center, which is north of Sioux City. I call it on K-22. I'm sure there's probably a better
street
address.
I live right
address.
By there, Joanne, okay. So I just can walk.
Oh, God. Well,
I just walk over there.
And then so you can have more of the sangria beverage.
That's right.
You can just walk home.
And I can invite many of my friends to stay.
There we go. As you can tell, listeners, we have way too much fun when we're talking.
Yeah.
So again, Friday, December 2nd, 5:30, everything starts. And then obviously there's food catered by Aggies, and then there's a silent auction. We already mentioned the wine, whiskey, and cigar pull. And if you're just tuning in now, we, of course, are grateful at Siouxland Catholic Radio that you tuned in at all. But if you want more information on any of this, you can certainly go to the website, HolySpiritRetirementHome.com. You can call Deb Poss at 224, and that's a 712 number, I should say, because we do have listeners in Northeast Nebraska and Southeast South Dakota, and they are welcome. This is not a Sioux City event by any means.
Absolutely not.
And also not a, what I would put in air quotes, Catholic event. If you are not Catholic, I mean, because Holy Spirit serves people of all faiths, denominations, whatever.
And we have those pastors come in from different denominations and celebrate their faith. So we are non-denominational.
Absolutely. And so lots of good stuff going on there. And I, you know what, Deb, anything else we should alert the listeners to? We talked about the sponsorship levels, which again.
Can we talk about Kelly Quinn?
We briefly talked about Kelly Quinn.
Well,
briefly.
Everybody knows Kelly Quinn.
Pretty much.
He's kind of a local favorite. So we had him last year come in and actually play his acoustical guitar for us.
Mm.
And he's so lovely. And he takes requests, which that isn't very typical. But given the environment it was last year, he just, everybody was so happy. And they go right up to him and do a request, and he just would continue making those requests. He's just playing the crowd and just really was good for us last year. He went along with the flow, so it was a good time. And I can't wait to hear him play again this year.
Yeah, and of course, I have been to previous Spirit of Home for Home fundraisers, and as listeners know, we snowbird, so I am not able to go to the December ones. But I can tell you.
I'm so sad about that,
I know,
too.
But the previous
ones.
I'm
almost thinking we need to go back, but it would. I don't know, Joanne.
It's a tough call because
Joanne Fox. Or not.
And December.
December.
But, oh, listeners, big smiles. I'd walk around, I'd see people I hadn't seen for a while. And, you know, with this shared love for Holy Spirit. And it's just a great evening. And so I've watched it grow over the years, and it's a signature event. Everybody has so much fun. Deb, I love what you've done with taking it to a whole new level of all these wonderful things. And a shout out to any committee members who also work with you. And of course, the biggest shout out, John and Mary Hanno.
Yes.
You know, the chair couples are so key to making an event a success. And so you've really assembled a great team. And looking forward to a great event. And I guess that kind of wraps up.
Sure does.
Yeah, everything.
You did a really good job.
You
there,
did
Joanne.
Too, Deb. Oh, my gosh, you know.
I'm feeling Christmas-like now.
Well, and I think
those
we should.
Warm and fuzzy feelings.
And we should both give ourselves raises now, too, because we are just not in addition to the pat on the back, a raise as well. So I so want to thank my guest in the studio today, Deb Poss, who's the Marketing and Development Director at Holy Spirit Retirement Home. And we have been promoting the Spirit of Home for the Holidays fundraiser again last time Friday, December 2nd, Country Celebrations, which is just north of Sioux City, 5:30 p.m., the complimentary social hour, followed by silent auction and all these other wonderful things, and then the program at 7:30, and then you can stay as long as you like. You know, I'm sure Country Celebrations will start to ask people to leave after maybe a few hours. You know, it's time to go now. We'd like to clean up. Thank you all for coming. But then it's hard to go and leave.
It really is.
Because we're having so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were pretty good about that last year, so.
They are. I noticed that, too. You know, on other events I've been to there, they're pretty accommodating. So just a great venue, a great event. Thank you so much, Deb, for coming on to the show and sharing this story.
Thank you so much, too, Joanne.
Yeah.
Really appreciate your support.
And we are supporters of this event. We are part of the sponsors. So
you're one of our one of our big sponsors, so we're very grateful again this year to have Sioux Lake Catholic Radio partner with us. So thank you.
You bet. It is our pleasure. So listeners, I guess that brings us to the end of the show again. I want to give another shout out to Mary's Choice, a pregnancy resource center here in Sioux City that is the sponsor of our show. And if you missed us Monday at 9 a.m. or Saturday at 7 p.m., then you can listen to us on SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com or Spotify or about a dozen other podcasting platforms. We are so pleased that we are able to bring you the show so you can listen at your convenience. So again, this show is Faith in Action. I'm the host, Joanne Fox. And on behalf of my executive producer, Ann Reed, and myself, I want to remind you, a faithful reaction is good, but oh, faith in action, so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.